James McDougall is cooperating with the Independent Counsel. The former Whitewater partner of President and Mrs. Clinton reportedly has been talking to prosecutors for several weeks. This spring, McDougall was convicted of 18 felonies in connection with business deals worth nearly $3 million. He faces a possible prison sentence of more than 80 years, and his cooperation now is an effort to win leniency at his sentencing hearing. But as NPR's John Greenberg reports, it is unclear whether James McDougall has anything new to tell the Whitewater prosecutors.
Lawyers close to the case say independent counsel Kenneth Starr himself has spent time with James McDougall in McDougall's trailer about an hour's drive south of Little Rock. 2 weeks ago, after a hearing in Little Rock, McDougall went to the independent counsel's office. He went alone. His lawyer, Sam Hewer, refused to participate. The Office of Independent Counsel had no comment. McDougall himself could not be reached. ABC's Nightline reported that he called himself Bill Clinton's Brutus, an allusion to the friend who stabbed Julius Caesar. McDougall later denied making the statement. According to one source, McDougall has said that he's getting a David Hale deal. Hale was the government's chief witness in its successful case against McDougall. The government gave Hale a free place to live, a long delay in his sentencing, and a considerable reduction in his prison sentence. McDougall may have already secured 2 out of 3. A free apartment in Little Rock and a 90-day postponement of his sentencing are at least under discussion. Sentencing is scheduled for Monday. The court in Little Rock says there has been no change, but a delay is always possible up until the last minute. Prosecutors seem to be focusing on how Hillary Clinton came to represent McDougall's savings and loan back in 1985. They have sought the cooperation of McDougall's ex-wife Susan on that topic. Neither Susan nor fellow defendant Jim Guy Tucker are assisting the prosecution. Whatever new information McDougall is able to give prosecutors, and they already have every known document and scrap of paper related to the case, the leak of his cooperation should be viewed critically. That's the view of Gerard Lynch, a former associate independent counsel. He notes that the Whitewater prosecutors suffered a setback last month when they failed to convict 2 Arkansas bankers.
If an investigation has suffered a reverse of sorts by having defendants acquitted by a jury, then a way to make it look as if we're still in the game and we're still making progress is to let the public know of developments that suggest that progress is still being made and the case is not being abandoned and newer and better cases might still lie in the future.
Lynch says whoever leaked the information on McDougall may hope to rattle other people into talking to the Whitewater prosecutors, but he cautions the mere fact of McDougall's cooperation does not mean anything new will emerge. This is John Greenberg in Washington.